Herman finally went to see E.T. He managed to avoid it for a long time, as did Adam. Not quite as long.
It was one of four 1980s SF films they're showing at Cinematheque. Mm-hmm. The one to catch is the one next Monday night, which is The Quiet Earth, which is a New Zealand film with Bruno Lawrence.
Yeah, but that's all serious, isn't it?
It's an amazing film. Anyway, I thought, I'll go and see E.T. because I actually hadn't seen it. I thought, I haven't even seen it on TV. So I thought, I'll go to the cinema and view it on the big screen and see what it's like. And it was fun. It was okay. It's clearly a kid's movie.
Yes.
And the special effects were good, although obviously, given that it dates from 1982, they aren't as stunning as some special effects you might see nowadays. But there were some lovely little elements in the script, which I quite enjoyed, and I was startled to see Drew Barrymore was in there. she plays the little girl who teaches E.T. to speak.
Oh, she went off into a life of drugs and debauchery.
Well, she obviously got off to a good start. I'm blaming it all on E.T. Although I did think the mum was a rather insipid sort of character. But then it's like a lot of kids' fiction. The parents are just there to be something in the background. And
you know, they often have to be quite stupid and irrelevant.
Yeah, the men in black sort of people were a bit odd. Sort of the man with the keys who seemed to be trying to track down this spaceship and eventually catches up.
I was just really... I did see it many, many, many years ago. I don't know whether I saw it at the movies or whether I waited till TV. I remember having lots of friends who wore I Hate E.T. and Will Never Watch It badges at the time. I bet there was a bit of a movement of people who wouldn't go and see E.T. But I remember when they rejigged it in for the 20th anniversary.
Right. No, it was actually the 20th anniversary edition I saw.
Yes. Well,
so what was the rejigging?
They got rid of the guns.
They got rid of the guns. All of the government men running around had guns, very obvious guns that they were waving around. And they took all the guns out. He took all the guns out and gave them all walkie-talkies because he didn't think guns were appropriate.
Right, so they're going to point the walkie-talkie at someone and shoot them down.
Basically, yes.
Well, you don't really shoot.
Could be a ray gun.
He just thought it was more kid-friendly and that guns had by that point, become very bad things.
It was fairly predictable in places, but there were some nice touches.
Right.
And the classic sequence of them flying in bicycles across the moon was quite stunning.
Yeah. That was a very good bit. So you didn't see it till about 4 years ago?
No, that's because it looked like it might be sad. And I don't go to see sad films, so I resisted for a long time. And then Ruth made me watch it.
And you know, it
was a bit sad. So I'm still not real happy with the experience. My memory of it is mostly based on the Atari 2600 or video game, which I owned.
What happens in the video game?
It's not what happens in the video game. That video game is known for having destroyed Atari and caused the entire collapse of the video game industry at the time. And I owned a copy, and I think the video
game you're responsible.
Should have died because of that game. It was
that bad.
It was the single worst, well, not the single worst computer game. That's probably Custer's Last Stand, but really right up there as one of the worst computer games made in history. Yeah. And it destroyed the computer game industry. So I've always had a certain fondness for E.T. for doing that. But I hadn't got around to seeing the film because of this inherent
sadness. And you don't do sad, as we know.
Yeah, but it was a bit sad.
Well, it was. Or do you mean the bit... we're going to assume everybody's seen it now apart from you two. That took so long. Do you mean the fact that he died briefly or the fact that he actually left?
The bit of, you know, the left and all of the sad bits in it, and there's a little bit of scary bit with the nasty people and the
and they're not guns anymore.
I was a bit surprised I got away with E.T. getting drunk and thus affecting little boy in school.
Twas the 80s. You could get away with a lot more.
Yeah, or the liberation of the dissection frogs was a nice touch.
I did enjoy it when I finally saw it. I still argue it wasn't, you know, the really happy film that I would have liked to have seen, but it was okay.
True.
And it does deserve its place, I think.
It does. I know, having seen it a long time ago, I know that the bike flying across the moon, it was very effective at the time in terms of special effects. Yeah.
I'm just trying to think what else there was in the early 80s in terms of SF movies.
Not Tremors, so there's nothing really worthwhile.